With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. One Washington insider says President-elect Trump and GOP senators should be breathing a sigh of relief now that former Congressman Matt Gaetz has dropped his bid to become Attorney General. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Political observer Ben Domenech says all presidents have at least one questionable nominee.
They're never going to have a cabinet that doesn't have somebody controversial within it.
But it's something that can prove to be a major distraction.
But it isn't even worth it. You're going to be spending political capital on this guy, you know, for several months.
Something Domenech says is the last thing a new president needs during his first 100 days in office.
Why not hit the ground running?
Domenech was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
More than a dozen people have been sickened by E. coli poisoning linked to recalled ground beef.
U.S. health officials say the outbreak began in Minnesota after state officials reported multiple illnesses and found that a sample of ground beef tested positive for a strain of E. coli. Nearly 170,000 pounds of the ground meat produced by Wolverine Packing Company in Detroit have now been recalled nationwide. The Department of Agriculture says the beef was shipped to restaurants. And even though the expiration date was last week, there are concerns the product might still be in restaurant freezers. This strain of E. coli is potentially deadly. I'm Jackie Quinn.
NATO and Ukraine will hold emergency talks Tuesday after Russia attacked a central city with a hypersonic ballistic missile that escalated the nearly 33-month-old war. Ukraine's parliament canceled a session Friday over the security threat. On Wall Street, another positive day with the Dow up by 426 points, the Nasdaq rising 31, the S&P advancing 20. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans are obsessed with consumption.
Jesus told us to lay up treasure in heaven. Many people seem to be pretty focused on laying up stuff right here on earth. A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds 43% of adults agree with the statement, "I am driven to accumulate nice things." 43% also say, "Shopping makes me feel worthwhile." About half of the population is also very concerned about always having the latest technology. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana's plan to make all public school classrooms in the state post the Ten Commandments next year remains on hold after a federal appeals court ruling in New Orleans. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals decided not to block an order by a federal judge in Baton Rouge. He found that the Ten Commandments requirement is overtly religious and unconstitutional and suspended the law pending a full trial. This is SRN News. Fast food giant McDonald's is trying to win back inflation-weary customers by expanding its value menu. We hear more on the story from correspondent Rita Foley reporting.
Starting January 7th, McDonald's will let you buy one item full price from a limited value menu and get another item on that menu for $1. What's on the menu? Well, items include a sausage McMuffin, hash browns, a McChicken sandwich, and small fries. McDonald's will also continue to offer its $5 meal deal through next summer and local specials. As grocery price inflation has eased some, McDonald's says it's seen more diners shifting to eating at home instead of going out. McDonald's $5 meal deal helped the chain win back some customers. I'm Rita Foley.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.